For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Oh, come on, tell him that you are hungry for his word. Say, Lord, I'm hungry for your word. I'm hungry for your word. If you are not hungry, ask him to make you hungry, to thirst after his word tonight. Shimoroboko parabadele baborama dele bana. Sipele mamorodi anda. Sapale mamoroboko toporodi. Shepele mamundiri andarama sapakaraba. Mi bondorobo sikeriandos. Chelambrode, leizobro, koporobo, nimandore, lesimbrede, korobondo. Yes. Jesus, speak to us. Speak to me, speak to me, speak to me. Come on, tell him, Lord, speak to me. Tonight, speak to me. Tonight, tell me something. Speak to me, Jesus. Now lift up your voice and just pray in the Holy Ghost. Kalamamorobo. Sibere bamborodia. Lestombro ki parababo delianda. Repehele mese protopro di biki babaraba. Inanamamondeliandalaba. Anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God tonight, we pull down. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, anything that interferes with your word tonight, we pull down. Have your way, Lord. Ma porodo, shiparema, rapale manode, siprebele mando, shiparababona, candele mamoya, baramandoria, siprendele mamota, salema mondaria. We shake off in Jesus' name all weariness, tiredness, hindrances, carnal things. Let your spirit reign. Jesus, Lamboro, Sipalima, Rapaya, Nebrede, Meno, Chamangwa, Deino, Sembrede, Palamamoria, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for your presence in this place. Your word says, when we gather like this, you are here. We believe it. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for angels all over this place. Thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit. And thank you for a sweet time with you. We ask, Lord, that you speak to us. Have your way and be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, please be seated. Types of sons. Types of sons. As you can see, I'm very persistent on this. So we've been talking about types of sons. We've looked at the prodigal son, isn't it? Yeah. And one of the things you said right in the book is this, that the nature of a son is revealed by his response to his father. Do you see? So your response tells the nature what kind of a son or a daughter you are. So the prodigal son is a type of a son or a daughter in that sense, isn't it? Prodigal son. We finished that. Then we went on to look at the elder son, isn't it? And I believe that we quite exhausted that. Tonight, I want to talk to you about possibly two more quick ones, and then we'll be done with this. The third kind of a son, are you ready?
Yes.
Is a stubborn and rebellious son. A stubborn and rebellious son. And by the way, the sisters, don't be deceived if we are saying son. Because created he both male and female, okay? So you are a type of a son. If there's a sister sitting by, you turn to them and say, you are a type of a son. Because you can easily think that the message is only for for the guys, isn't it? No, it's for all of us. Amen. So the rebellious, the stubborn and rebellious son. Deuteronomy 21 and verse 18. Deuteronomy 21. We'll read from verse number 18. So he says, if a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother. So clearly here you see the stubborn and rebellious nature as revealed in not obeying the voice of his father and the voice of his mother. And that when they have chastened him, will not hearken unto them. Sometimes the beating is not even correcting it. The knockings and the screamings is still not correcting it. Verse 19, very stubborn. Then, so this is the last resort. Then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out. This Bible, tell your neighbor, by the way, we are reading the Bible.
It's not African.
No. There are very wild things in the Bible. So then shall his father and his mother. So he said, after you've corrected them and they don't listen, you spank them, they are not listening. You scream at them, they are still not listening. This is the next thing. Then shall his father and his mother. Everybody say, and his mother. See, I'm not saying do this. Okay, this old covenant. But there's still something to learn. Okay? So he says, then shall his father and his mother. Everybody say, father and his mother.
Father.
All right. Can I talk to the women, the mothers?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Occasionally, it's the other way around, what I'm about to say. But mostly, in the little experience that I have in this church, I've been pastoring quite a bit now, isn't it? It is usually this way. You have a father who is trying to correct or handle a son who is misbehaving. And then you have a mother who tries to interfere. Yes. Mothers, oh, you kill him or you cut off it. No, you can't kill a son. You see, if you can't handle it, just take a little break. It's essential. Yeah? I can't remember. I think in my house, it was the other way around. My father was, that's what I'm saying, occasionally. But you need a hard parent. You need one parent that, and despite mothers or wives complaining, they also enjoy it. They complain, but enjoy it. Because when a father is also around, and the father can just say just a word, stop it. And then you are happy. Because you're, stop it. Oh, you little kids, you're going to kill me. Oh, you're going to kill me. Oh, it's not working. And you, are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. So you will like it when the father, stop it. Many years ago, you know, I've had times in my life where I've watched particular ministers, Fred Price, you know, and Apostle Price, Fred Price, who is also a father to our bishop. Yeah, I like to fellowship with all the fathers of our bishop, the grandfathers. And he talked about how one day, now Fred Price Jr., who is now the pastor of the church, okay, I think he did something, you know. I think it was Fred Price Jr. who was even narrating the story. And Apostle Fred just looked at him. The boy peed on himself.
Wow.
Just a look. You see, but I'm not saying go and do that. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. You see. But there's a need to correct. Yeah? See, when children cannot be corrected properly, and they get to a certain age, especially this country, when they hit when they hit like the mid teens, and you haven't had a hand on them, you are done. Yeah. They'll start fighting you. You see. So it is good. See, his father and his mother. We must correct in unison. I mean, we must be united. You see, even if you have a difference with the way the man is doing it or the woman is doing it, you should maybe in the bedroom talk about it. Though I think you should be a little, you know, gentle with this one or that one, or you know, but don't do it. In fact, even opposing your partner in front of the children. See, these are things that I learned from Apostle Joel. Yeah, I'm sharing it with you. I think it fits. Doing it openly in front of the children even reinforces their behavior. Yeah? And when you have little, you see that when at the point they start playing mommy against daddy and daddy against mommy. You're smart. Yeah. So let us as fathers and mothers correct together. You see? Yeah. Don't let your kids play the between the two of you. A child has done something wrong, and at the end of the day, it's rather caused a quarrel between mommy and daddy. I mean, how? Can't you see it's part of the Satan's divisive way to just even spoil things? So we must come together, you see, and discipline our kids. Don't kill them. And any good father will never kill a child. No matter how angry, unless the father is bonkers. He's schizophrenic or something. But a normal child laughs. It's true, you are the one who carried the baby 9 months. But we're also there. We're there, yeah. Yeah. When you were throwing up in the mornings, we're cleaning up. When you were, yeah. Enoch, or, yeah. Well, yeah. We're putting your shoes on when you couldn't. So it's true you carry the thing, but we're with you. Yeah. And sometimes, yeah, we even sometimes bathe your legs for you, because at that point now you can't even do this. So we'll bend down and wash your feet for you. Then when the baby comes out, you do like the whole baby is only for you. No, it's not for you. It's not for you. The children are for all of us. You see? And everybody contributes. That is why there's a difference between a home without a father and a home with a father. Big difference. Big difference. Big difference. Yeah? And you yourself, you know. Because you are, again, going back, you enjoy our strong voices that is able to stop things instantaneously. You see, you talk against it, but you're also happy when, hey, that is even your presence. Oh, daddy is coming. Then you see that everybody's scattered. You see, the few weeks that my sister spent with us recently, she brought out too many secrets in my house. I said, why are you telling my wife every single secret in her house? Yeah. I tell you everything. She knows. In fact, my wife now knows everything. There's no Fletcher secret anymore. Just a few weeks of a sibling staying with me. Yeah. See? Because at the point, as you know, when I grew up at home, at the point I began to mimic my father also in a certain sense. The kids in my area, when they see me coming, I had this small car, so working in the hospital. When you see the car, you see everybody scatters. Those who have not bathed to go and bath. Those who have not done homework. Yeah. I'm very strict. In fact, I've cooled down a lot. I'm very, very strict. Yeah, I can be very, very strict. So some of you who think I'm soft, you have no idea. I can be very strict. At least I'm very strict with my children. Extremely strict. Yeah. So, fathers and mothers. So then shall his father, let's go back to the story. Then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out into the unto the elders of the city and unto the gate of his place. Yeah? I'm seeing some more revelations here. They will bring them unto the elders of a city. You see, in my culture, discipline and correction is for everyone. In fact, if you go out and you misbehave and somebody corrects you, you see, you dare not even come and report it at home that, you know, somebody, this person did this to me. The question would be, they will ask you, what did you do? And if you're not lucky, your father, or you would even call, or just if it's a neighbor, go and knock. What did he said you did something? He did, you spanked him or pulled his ear. What did he do? And then your father will add more after the narration of the story. I say, yeah. And so I'm not saying that everybody should go around beating people. Do you see? But we must allow. The system to correct. Do you see? Yeah. Me, for example, in church sometimes, especially when my kids were younger, I enjoyed it when, you know, Pastor Samuel and the people were just correcting them. At the end of the day, I'm telling you, in their teens, especially my older son, the voice that mattered to him were the Pastor Samuels, Pastor Daniels, and even someone like Brother Albert. Great influence on Sister Shei. Not me. I can say the same thing, but it's more effective when they say it. Because the people around had some influence on them, and they were looking up. They grew up with them. They were disciplining them. They were helping. You know, yeah. One day I saw my son Gilbert sitting quietly in the room. I said, Gilbert, what's up? He said, oh, Pastor Daniel blasted me. I said, good for you. Good for you. Good for you that Pastor Daniel blasted you. Yeah. So it's good. So they brought them to the elders of the city. So the elders will all participate. See, but I'm not saying do what they are doing here, because what they did here is very bad. So the elders will. So then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out unto the elders of his city and unto the gate of his place. Look at what they did. And they shall say unto the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He's a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones. Go back to verse 20. It looks like today is a parenting. I didn't intend to talk about parenting. I don't think I've even preached on parenting, but the verses are just coming alive. Look at this. Look, it says, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He's a glutton and a drunkard. You see, there are very few parents who would face other people's realities and say, my son is like this. Don't cover up. Yeah? My son is a glutton. He likes food. He eats too much. Eh? And he also drinks. Drinks too much. Without hiding anything. We must help our children by saying what they are. Yeah. I know the children in the church don't today, they don't like what I'm preaching. No covering up. Because that is what is actually going to help. Yeah. When the Sunday school teacher says, oh, this is your boy, he's very nice. And he's not nice at all. It's not true. He's not nice at all. Tell him. It will even help us even know what to preach and how to preach and things to teach so that they'll become better. So he's a glutton and a drunkard. Then 21. The Old Testament was very extreme. Huh? And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shall thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. Yeah, so this is the old style of treating people, stubborn and rebellious children. But please don't go and do this.
Turn to your neighbor and say, Reverend is not saying you should go and kill your children. No. We are only learning a principle here. We are not. Things have changed. Do you understand? Yeah. Because even the way we approach God has changed. At first, they used to kill goats and things to approach God. But now we've been covered with the blood of Jesus. So a lot of things have changed. But there are still principles to be learned. Amen. The second verse of scripture is Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 8. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 8. So we're talking about stubborn and rebellious sons. Stubborn and rebellious sons. Ezekiel 2, 8. It says, but thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like the rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. Easy. Just open your mouth. So, not opening your mouth is a sign of rebellion. Yeah. So let's look at some of the traits of stubborn and rebellious sons. Number one, stubborn and rebellious sons are resistant to instructions. They are resistant to instructions. Stubborn and rebellious sons are resistant. What is resistant? Resistance just means something is not smooth. Isn't it? Yeah. When you have resistance, you usually have friction. Something is not moving well. Isn't it? Yeah. So, stubborn and rebellious sons, they don't make instructions flow. Yeah. It's a trait. They don't flow with instructions. They pick the parts of the instructions that they like. They say we should wear white. White. Yeah, so you wear off-white and brown. It's close. But this is what I have. And meanwhile, you could have gotten white. But you just don't want to do it. You see? So when you are rebellious and stubborn, you see that you become resistant to instructions. Yeah. You don't flow with instructions easily. Every little instructions, you have something to say about everything. Why could we not have done it this way? There are this we could have done. It's true, you are right. There's usually more than one way of doing something, you see. But when you honor, prefer, just how you prefer your boss. Because then when you know that if you don't prefer him, you won't get paid. So that one is easily to flow. You just do it, even though this is another way of doing it. He says, no, let's do it this way. Okay, let's do it. Yeah. So when you are rebellious, watch out for resistance. Number two, stubborn and rebellious sons are opposed to instructions. Okay? So that's quite different from resistant. Resistant is you do it, but it doesn't flow. You are murmuring. You are grumbling inside. You are complaining inside. That's resistance. You see? Opposition is more advanced. When you are opposed to something, you just would not do it. It's true. You see, like this Solemn Sunday thing that we are going to have in coming weekend. I mean, please, let's just do it. Invite. You'll be amazed. All the excuses you are even making in your head that when I invite people, don't come. You've not even tried. Invite someone. Simple, let's come to church on Sunday. I'll pick you up. Simple. Don't resist it. You see, and then don't go further to even oppose it. Say, I won't do it. But as instructions are coming, some people have even made up their mind, I will not invite anybody today. I will invite anybody tomorrow. I will invite anybody next week. Why am I saying? Because it's proven. We've had many, bring your vista, bring your soul, bring your idea. How many people do it? You see? So opposition is a sign of stubborn and rebellious sons. And that is why we are preaching it, so that it will help us not to be like that. All right? Number three, Stubborn and rebellious sons dislike the person of their fathers. Yes. When you are stubborn and rebellious, you don't like your father and you don't like your mother. Yes, you don't like your father and you don't like your mother. And you know the amazing thing? A lot of times the complaint is turned around and he doesn't like me. My father doesn't like me. My mother doesn't like me. But the truth is that you are the one who does not like them. I mean, why would somebody, you think about it, why would somebody bring somebody into this world? Huh? Yeah. Especially those of us who were not born here. But by some means, your parent has brought you all the way here. And they don't like you. What happened? You now buy tickets for people you don't like? How many of you will do that? You buy a ticket for someone, you know, I don't like you. So I really don't like you. I don't like you at all. So I'll buy you a $2,000 Delta direct flight, fly to JFK, and I'll come and pick you because I don't like you. It's not possible. You see. So that feeling that you don't like, you should look at it again. Perhaps you are the one who doesn't really like, and it's a sign of rebellion. Yeah. You are living with somebody or you have a parent, you can't honor. You are resisting, opposing. Hey, you don't like the person. Okay? Number four. Stubborn and rebellious sons dislike the methods of the father. They dislike the methods. Okay? So, two different things. You can avoid not liking a father or a mother, but you just don't like their methods. You see? I think sometimes it's even an honor to do something, you know, in a method that somebody, I mean, if let's say you're a woman and you cook, and sometimes just choose to cook. This is the way my mom cooks. You're honoring her. It's a nice remembrance, isn't it? Even if she's around you, that mommy, I'm doing the way you are. Mommy, I'm doing it. It's nice. But a rebellious and stubborn child would actually dislike it. Yeah, maybe when you are cooking, mommy would not put the onions in this way, or mommy would let the onions won't get brown, then she'll do this. And so when you remember, this is how my dad used to do it. I won't do it that way. Then you start. I mean, you just dislike the method. Yeah. You just dislike it. It's a sign of rebellion. Number five, stubborn and rebellious sons grow to dislike the ways of the father. You see? So it's different, though. The person, the method, and the ways of the father. I think with this, a good example is relating even to God the Father, because the Father of all spirits, isn't it? You see, you must like his ways. The ways are the, is a manner. The life, the style of a person is different from method. Amen. You see, take for example, marriage. The ways of God is that we marry before we do the thing. Do you get what I'm saying? Is everybody understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. It is wrong. That is the father's way. Let me show you a scripture. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 6. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 6. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 6. Yeah? If you're a teenager, don't have sex. Amen. Eh? Boys, do not have sex. Girls, don't have sex until you marry. Are there some teenagers now? Stand up. Yes. Up to your young 20s. Up to 21, 22, stand up. How old are you now? 12. 12, yeah. Do you understand what I'm... No, keep standing. Do you understand what I'm saying? You do, right? Sometimes daddy and mommy feel like you don't know, but you know. I know you know what. You know things. You know the thing I'm telling. Yeah. It's wrong. You cannot have sex. Do you understand? That is not the way of God. That is not the ways of God. Remember in the Old Testament, there's a scripture, I forgot it, but it talks about how the people knew the act of God. But Moses knew the ways of God. The ways are the, Pastor Eugene, you're welcome. The ways are the, it's the style, the life, the pattern. This is how God does it. This is how the Father does it. And I must do it that way. And the correct pattern is that you marry before you do anything. It doesn't matter even if you are burning into ashes, you wait. Many people have waited and endured and they survive. Yeah. And another ways of God is that it's man to woman and woman to man, not man to man or woman to woman. You see, because the Bible says that for this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall be cleaved and shall be joined to his wife. Wife is, you look even at Nisha, it's opposite sex. not Adam and Steve. So you see, that is also a pattern. Are you understanding? Look at me. Don't be shy about me. I'm not shy of you, so don't be shy with me. You see? So when you are rebellious, a rebellious and a stubborn son will not heed to the ways of the father. Yeah. Look at verse. It says, therefore, thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. The keeping of the commandment is the ways. Keeping the ways is keeping the commandment. Do you see? Yeah. That is why the Bible should be your guideline. It should be that you should live by the Bible. You should not live by how your friends or what your friends say. You should not live by what Oprah Winfrey says. That's not what should lead you. You should go by what. So you should grow up thinking about the word. You see, this afternoon I was sitting somewhere. We're having a meeting, and so we're having an interview. We're interviewing some candidates, and then in between, HR VP was talking to me, and he was asking me that, do my sons, you know, sleep around with girls? Do they have girlfriends? I said, no. I mean, there's, as far as I'm concerned, there's no official girlfriend. Do you see? And I talked to them, and they talked to Lady Pastor as well. And I know, by God's grace, that they are still pure. Yeah. In fact, if they have problems or challenges, they will come to. Even if they can't get, they will talk to Lady Pastor, and then I get to know, and then we deal with it. Do you see? So it was telling me that how what's the best way? Because he has kids that agree. I said the best way is actually God. You see, it doesn't help even when I'm screaming at you. Don't do this. Don't fornicate. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do. Because it is not my way that I'm trying to. It's God's way. See? So it is God getting hold of what God says. What does God say about sex? Don't have sex until you marry. Period. Yeah. The first time you have sex should be when you marry. On the moon. Yes. So even if you try to stop it, that's what all I'm saying. Sit down, please. Are you here or have you gone home? Stubborn and rebellious sons, number 6, want a different profession from their fathers. It's you are just spiteful. Just because I'm so rebellious, I don't like, I'm just not even going to, even if it was offered to me, I won't do it. I just want to have something different. Same way, stubborn and rebellious sons want a different lifestyle from their fathers. Stubborn and rebellious sons want to dress, act, and do everything differently from their father. All these 3 points relate. Then finally, Stubborn and rebellious sons are angry at correction and need to be corrected for being angry at the correction. Should I read again? Stubborn and rebellious sons are angry at correction and need to be corrected for being angry at the correction. Yeah. It's something that we must all develop. Do you get it? Yeah. If you're a true son, you must get to a point where correction, I think correction is always going to be painful. It's humbling. Yeah, for somebody to tell you are wrong. Yeah. You see, and often it doesn't come in a nice tone. Because if you've done something wrong, how can it come in a nice tone? Oh, you're wrong. No. Oh, don't worry, you're wrong. No, you are wrong. I said you are wrong. You are not correct. With a little bit of raising of the voice. Yeah. I'm interviewing people for, who is that? Talk to her for me. I don't know what she wants. Are you here? Yeah. So, where was I? Yeah. You must be able to be corrected. Yeah, you should be corrected. Anybody that cannot be corrected is a problem. Scripture, Proverbs 13, verse 1. Proverbs 13 and verse 1. Is she okay? Proverbs 13, verse 1. It says, a wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. A wise son heareth the instruction of his, heareth the father's instruction. When you are wise, you hear. When you don't hear, you are foolish. That's what it is. Scorner. Amen. But I believe that I'm talking to wise sons. Amen. Wow, I thought we'd be able to do the last one, but it's time is up. Let us rise up and let's pray. Pastor Kobe, please.
Amen. All right, just for a minute or so, just pray for yourself, pray for your heart. Pray that the Lord will help you not to be a stubborn and a rebellious child in the house. Amen. A stubborn and rebellious son or daughter in the house. Pray for yourself, pray for your heart, pray for an obedient heart, a heart that is after the Father, a heart that follows after the Father, in the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. Pray that you will not be resistant to instructions, you will not be opposed to instructions, you will not dislike the person of your Father. Pray for the love, you know, to love instructions, actually. Pray that you'll be always open to correction for your own good in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, commit ourselves into your hands. Father, we commit our hearts into your hands in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray for a soft heart. Pray for a soft heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, if you have any issues, any problems with following instructions, pray that the Lord will help you and deliver you from any stubborn tendencies in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray that the Lord will help you, that you will be delivered from any stubborn and rebellious tendencies in the mighty name of Jesus. Masukari amandola kashika bada amara mandola basi ende lebe yande makuturi yanda la basi kala mandori yanda la bayande masukala mayande da mashi ende lebe. Pray for the grace, oh, to please the Lord and to please the fathers that the Lord has even set before us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray and we commit ourselves into your hands, our hearts, oh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, oh, Lord, that at all times, oh, God, that we will be able to obey the fathers that you have given unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray that you help us and deliver us from anything that causes us to be stubborn and rebellious in the mighty name of Jesus. We commit our hearts into your hands, that you soften our hearts, oh Lord, that we will always be obedient and listen to you. We thank you and we bless your holy name. And by so doing, all your blessings that you have for us will flow in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.